There comes a, like a time when you've just got to say, I don't need this anymore in my life. I just don't need this in my life anymore. And as I record this today, I've got a situation where I've got to talk to someone about a business issue. They haven't paid me for work I've done. And it's gone on and on. And I've decided I just don't need this anymore in my life. And this sort of I don't need this anymore in my life situation just seems to, it can just an observation in so many different areas of our lives. And my blog post that I've written today and published. And this podcast or this YouTube, whatever you're consuming this content, it talks about this. And here's some various names that you could put to this that leads up to this thinking of, I just don't need this anymore in my life. How about this one? You're worth more than this. You don't need this in your life. There is something better than this. Their dance dirge doesn't have to be yours. Self-care is not selfishness. Addiction to anything doesn't have to dominate. With the right help, with millimeter steps, change can blossom and grow. Then I've got some examples in this post. She walked out of her marriage. He sought out better friends, a distaste, even a kind of revulsion started to grow in him, in her for the drink, the drugs, the lies, the sex. It just started to feel, yeah, I don't really like that anymore. He left his job of convenience. Safe and boringly secure. She left the porn addiction, knowing intimacy needed risk if it was to be real. He lost his taste for boring mincemeat TV and wrote poetry until dawn. She took a pair of scissors to the credit card. He sold his pride and joy classic car and looked to the curves of his wife. Oh, look, it wasn't easy. It was hard, 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 scary, single, tightrope hard. But actually, the first little steps weren't actually as bad as expected. I think of a story of a little man who had an addiction. His vice was money. Or maybe underneath the money it was pride. Maybe to make up for the comparativeness of being short, he had developed a little mantra sentence that had burrowed its way into his psyche. I may be small and physical, but I'm going to show people how big I really am. I'm going to become powerful and wealthy and rich and make them grovel at my feet. I'm going to tower above them and feel good. I'm going to collect the tax they owe me. But then love came to town, and it's the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus. And then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho, and there was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home. Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped, what business does he have getting cozy with this crook? Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half my income to the poor. And if I'm caught cheating, I pay four times the damages." Jesus said, look, today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost." You see, I think for Zacchaeus, a little light bulb exploded into full-on, all-consuming 1,000-watt light storm. His addiction to getting his needs met his way ended. He had to make amends to those he had stolen from. And that's what happens when love comes to town. I can imagine like picking up his old red electric guitar and belting out these words that I love from you too. When love comes to town, I'm going to catch that train. When love comes to town, I'm going to catch that flame. Maybe I was wrong to ever let you down, but I did what I did before love came to town. And in the blog post, where there's a link below, there is a YouTube clip of U2 and B.B. King singing that song. It's one of my favorites. Oh, and I saw them play it live back in the day. But are you afraid? Are you afraid of small light bulbs? Those little moments when a seed of something possibly different comes sailing into your mindscape. Look, fear is normal and healthy. Perhaps you need to get out of your own way. It honestly saying, I don't need to live this. I don't need this in my life anymore. I'm going to make a change. I'll get help. I'll face the demons, the fear, and not pretend anymore. Some quotes. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. Aeneas Nin. Each friend represents a wilderness, a world possibly not born until they arrive, and it is only this meeting that a new world is born. Aeneas Nin. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Aeneas Nin. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Aeneas Nin. And the final one is from you two. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. I could sing it to you all night, all night. If I could, I'd make it all right, all right. There's nothing stopping you except what's inside. I could help you, but it's your fight, your fight. Some questions. Number one, when have you had a, I don't need this in my life anymore moment? Number two, what would you say to a friend who was trapped in a place where they needed to get out? Aeneas Nin writes that life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. What builds courage? What tears it down? An exercise: write a short story, maybe a few paragraphs, about a time when where you have heard these words, I don't need this in my life anymore. Hey, email me, barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Yeah, send me some words. You can love to hear from you. And if you would like to learn more, there's lots of information in the show notes below, links and stuff like that. But maybe it's time that you had to decide about something. It could be very something, a small little habit that has grown into a giant group, where you have to say, I don't need this in my life anymore.